This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Visit Nepal Year 2020 officially inaugurated. President Vidyadevi Bhandari says tourism should be promoted, conserving the environment. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa says the party's General Assembly to take place as per the schedule. Supreme Court issues an order in the name of the government to furnish a written reply to the court within 15 days, along with the map used during the Sugauli Treaty. And at least 8 civilians killed in a rocket attack by Syrian government forces on a school in Idlib. Now the news in detail. The Visit Nepal Year 2020 was officially inaugurated amid a special ceremony held at Dasarath Stadium yesterday evening. The Visit Nepal Year 2020 is being celebrated as a year-long national festival with a target to bring in 2 million tourists and also with a determination to establish tourism sector as the major foundation of Nepal's economic prosperity. President Vidyadevi Bhandari inaugurated the Visit Nepal Year 2020 amid a grand ceremony held at the stadium. Addressing the inaugural program, President Vidyadevi Bhandari underscored the need to develop the tourism sector of Nepal by considering conservation of nature rather than opting for a destructive approach. President Bhandari asserted that a backward socio-economic condition of Nepal should be reinvigorated through tourism. The president said tourism had been contributing 3% to the country's gross domestic product. Through the Visit Nepal Year 2020 campaign, government of Nepal aims to attract as many as 2 million foreign tourists, thereby further bolstering its contribution to the revenue. Urging for collective effort among the Nepalese home and abroad to take forward the campaign as a mega initiative, President Bhandari underlined the need for promoting country's tourism in a phase-wise manner and through the optimal use of resources, stating that the Visit Nepal Year 2020 would be a base year as the government was mulling to mark the next decade, that is from 2021 to 2030, as the tourism decade. The president said Nepalis all over the world should be united to promote the cause of world peace, humanity and fraternity. The head of the state also said that Nepal was the best tourism destination, with Sagarmatha, that is Mount Everest, birthplace of Lord Buddha Lumbini, Chitwan and Annapurna Base Camp and other attractive destinations. Also speaking in the inaugural program, Assistant Minister for Tourism of China, Wang Xiaofeng, Minister for State for Culture of India, Prahlad Singh Patel, Minister for Hotels and Tourism of Myanmar, Yu Un Meng, among others, pledged to support Visit Nepal 2020 campaign to their level best in their respective countries. China's Assistant Minister Wang urged Nepal to host tourism promotional events in China, while Myanmar's Minister for Hotels and Tourism Meng shared that a promotional event regarding Visit Nepal 2020 would be held in Myanmar in coming March. Likewise, India's Minister for State for Culture, Prahlad Singh Patel, said that religious tourism could be promoted between India and Nepal through Pashupatinath Temple and Janaki Temple in Nepal and Lord Ram's birthplace in present-day Ayodhya in India. Chief Justice, the National Assembly Chairman, former Prime Ministers, political party leaders, dignitaries from various countries including tourism ministers, heads of constitutional bodies, heads of diplomatic missions, members of parliament and ministers were also in Dasarath Stadium to mark the inauguration. In his welcome speech, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Patrai, said that Visit Nepal Year 2020 was only an entry point and that the government was preparing to observe the coming decade as the tourism decade. Prior to the official inauguration, march passed by associations related to tourism sector, social organizations were held, while the Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force made a special presentation. Popular musical bands of Nepal also performed on the occasion. The Visit Nepal Year 2020 was also officially inaugurated in all the 7 states yesterday, including Biratnagar of State No. 1, Janakpur of State No. 2, Saurahar in state number 3, Pokhara in Gandaki state, Thakurdwara Bardia in state number 5, Bulbul Lake in Karnali and Thangadi in Sudur Paschim state. Speaking on the occasion, Visit Nepal Year 2020 Secretariat Coordinator Suraj Baide said the inaugural ceremony was focused on highlighting Nepal's culture, heritage, custom and lifestyle while promoting tourism in the country. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said Visit Nepal Year 2020 could draw the global attention for minimizing climate change risk apart from promoting tourism of Nepal. In his address to the meeting of the tourism ministers of various neighboring countries, including India and China, who arrived in Kathmandu to participate in the inaugural ceremony of the Visit Nepal Year 2020, Prime Minister Oli said the climate change issue would be brought to forefront through the Sagarmatha Sambad slated for the first week of April 2020 in Nepal to hold a multi-stakeholder dialogue on climate change. The meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar was attended by representatives of the Ministry of Culture and Tourism of People's Republic of China, Minister of State for Culture of India, Minister for Hotels and Tourism of Myanmar, and Minister from Jamaica and Director Generals of Tourism Departments of Bhutan, Cambodia and Qatar. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi held a telephone conversation and exchanged New Year 2020 greetings yesterday. During their conversation, the two leaders also expressed the confidence that the new year 2020 would be successful in taking the relations between the two countries to a new height with the resolution of the outstanding issues between them. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli thanked the Indian Prime Minister for the concern he showed towards his health. Prime Minister Oli also invited his Indian counterpart to visit Nepal once more. Chairman of the Communist Party, Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, has claimed that the government would be successful to ensure economic prosperity with tourism development. Chairman Dahal said it while launching the Visit Nepal Year 2020 amid a program in Sindhuli district. Dahal said Nepal had planned to bring in 2 million tourists in 2020 and that investment would be increased to enhance tourism potentials of Nepal's religious, historic and natural heritages. Chair Dahal said Nepal had adequate facility to accommodate 2.5 million tourists. He said even the remote places such as Rolpa Rukum had tourism potentials and that the Gorilla Trail was being developed as a tourist destination. On a different note, Chair Dahal said government was serious on addressing the border encroachment issue. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa has said that the party's General Assembly will take place as per the schedule. Talking to journalists at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, Congress President Dewa said the party's General Assembly would be held in consensus and unity, therefore there was no need to make a fuss regarding the matter. Meanwhile, he further said, either the House Speaker or the Deputy Speaker should be given to Nepali Congress to create a conducive political environment. On a different note, Congress President said he was confident the government would endorse the Millennium Challenge Corporation Agreement signed with the United States government. The Supreme Court has ordered an issue in the name of the issued an order rather in the name of the government to furnish a written reply to the court within 15 days along with the map used during the Sugauli Treaty. In response to the writ filed by advocates Kanchan Nyupane and Farinder Nepal and senior advocate Bishop Prakash Bhandari, the single bench of Justice Hari Prasad Puyal issued an order in the name of the government. The order has asked the government to furnish the official political map of the country and the historical map of the country issued in 1816 AD after the Sugauli Treaty along with the appendix defining the map. Nepal Oil Corporation has adjusted the price of petroleum products to be effective from today midnight. The Oil Corporation adjusted the price of petrol products by increasing the price of petrol, diesel and kerosene oil by 2 rupees per litre. However, the price of aviation fuel and LP gas has not been increased. According to the corporation, the price of the petroleum products has been increased as per the new international market price of petroleum products received yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM news bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 8 civilians have died in a rocket attack by Syrian government forces on a school in Idlib, the country's last opposition stronghold of Idlib. The White Helmets Civil Defense Agency reported the victims included 4 children and 2 women. The group added the school was packed with students and teachers at the time. Protesters withdrew from the United States Embassy perimeter in Baghdad after the Hashd al-Shababi, Popular Mobilization Forces paramilitary force, ordered them to leave a day after their dramatic demonstration. Iraq's military confirmed on Wednesday that the protesters had left. On Tuesday, thousands of Iraqi supporters of the largely Iranian-trained group had encircled and vandalized the embassy compound, outraged by the U.S. air raids in Iraq and Syria that killed 25 Shababi fighters over the weekend. Angered crowds marched unimpeded through the checkpoints of the usually high-security green zone to the embassy gates where they broke through a reception area chanting Death to America and spraying pro-Iran graffiti on the walls. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is possible at a few places of the western region. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 18.4 degrees Celsius and minimum of 2.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Visit Nepal Year 2020 officially inaugurated. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says tourism should be promoted, conserving the environment. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa says the party's General Assembly to take place as per the schedule. Supreme Court issues an order in the name of the government to furnish a written reply to the court within 15 days along with the map used during the Sugauli Treaty. And at least 8 civilians killed in a rocket attack by Syrian government forces on a school in Idlib province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.uv.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.